say if you want to get in touch with somebody, you sit down and you
want to get in touch with somebody. Right.
A letter, you sit down and
write a letter.
You did it yesterday, so yesterday I
wrote a letter.
And I have
received a letter.
If you go to the trouble of writing, you expect to get an
answer.
After you write the letter on the envelope, you say that you do what? You
address it.
I'd say, I'd like to write old so-and-so, but I don't know his
address.
You ever heard people say, instead of address the letter, back it?
Yeah.
And back the letter?
Mm-hmm. Back the letter, huh? Back the letter.
You hear that much anymore?
Yeah, you can't rest by it.
Say if, when you were young, there might have been somebody that you went to school with who always went around telling on the other children. What would you call him?
Call him a telltale.
Right. I don't imagine he was too popular.
No, that's right.
To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
No, about the same thing in my notion.
Say if you've got some flowers going out in the yard and you want to brighten up the room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go out in the yard and
hit me more cans.
And this thing that a child plays with, you say that he plays with a
doll.
Okay, what would a doll be? Or the child has a lot of different kinds of
play for himself. Dog.
Could you say that again? I think the truck.
The child would have lots of different kind of toys.
Toys. Did you say play pretty?
Play pretty.
Right. Okay. Say if you gave your wife a bracelet for her birthday and she's just sitting there looking at it. You might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and
put
it
down.
Okay. And if you're sitting on a couch next to somebody and you hadn't opened your mouth the whole evening, and all of a sudden he looks around at you and says, what'd you say? You might say, me? I said,
I didn't say anything.
We're talking about strange things that somebody's telling you about. You might say, well, my goodness, I never heard of
such.
Or say if I took somebody took a knife and did that to somebody, you say he did what to them?
Stabbed.
Yeah. Do you have any names for big knives?
Yeah, butch knife. I would call a long knife, a crab apple switch, and you know, we got one or two other names for them. A dirge. I guess that's about all.
What would you use a crab apple switch for?
Well, that's what some people use when you go out on Saturday nights when you aim to do something mean.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Knife with long blades.
I see. What about a Dutch?
A Dutch is a one-bladed thing. You use to tote it in a scabbard, almost like a hunting knife.
Hmm. I see. Is that crab apple switch the same thing as a switchblade?
Yeah, that's fine.
Pretty much same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. We're just about through. I want to ask you the names of some states and cities just to get pronunciation. What about the biggest city in this country? What state would that be in? In this country.
In the state of Mississippi, you mean?
In the United
States. In the United States.
Yes, sir.
Biggest state.
Biggest city.
Biggest city. Well, New York City, I believe, is the biggest city.
Okay. And what about Baltimore? That would be in?